Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletail from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Silicon Valley is Eddie Green. Eddie is CEO of Snippet Sentry. And today we're going to be talking about the vexing issue of electronic messaging, not the emails, but all the other channels that employees increasingly use and prosecutors like to be able to see if there's an issue. Eddie, thanks for joining us. Can you give us a overview of the current state of enforcement when it comes to producing electronic messages?
Sure. Thank you for having me. What we're finding is that compliance is and the regulations around compliance are growing. It started out at a high level in the finance industry, and they've assessed and audited most of the large firms, and they're moving steadily downstream. And compliance is, in general, digital compliance is broadening out into other segments. We're finding a lot of incoming queries from the pharma industry. There's a lot of regulations coming along that are impelling them to pay attention to how they store digital assets like texting. I think there's a broader recognition that it's here to stay. Email was the preferred communications in the past, but that's quickly evolved to texting as well.
And from there to Slack and all the other channels that people are using. Now, so what are the some of the technical barriers companies are finding when needing to retrieve all of this data?
It's not so much a technical barrier as it is a human barrier. If you start to connect up things like Slack and just iMessage and WhatsApp, there's just a massive influx of information. And so your role as a compliance officer is how do you deal with that? And there's a lot of folks in the archiving space that are investigating and building complete data models to allow AI analysis. But that takes time. You have to have the right corpus built for the right industry. You have to know the parlance of that industry to make it effective. And so the techniques are well understood, but it's more about the data that overlays that and then increasing the efficiency of the compliance department. So you're only flagging those issues that are potentially damaging to the company's reputation.
Now, you mentioned the human part of things. We really can't discount the human factors. Are employees still resistant to giving access to messaging and which I assume they are. And so how are companies overcoming that?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Phones are probably the most personalized device you own. It's just a fact. It's become the wallet. It's everything. So people keep all their sensitive information on it. About 6 months ago, when we were talking to customers, there was a lot of thought around, well, we think people will just connect with their phones and it won't be a problem. It's what we call BYOD, bring your own device. I would say in the last 6 months that the shift has gone the other way, where corporations are saying, no, people, it's too personalized for the employee. They are not comfortable connecting up their phone for whatever reason. Therefore, we're going to give out corporate devices. And that, by and large, is the trend that we're seeing now. It's kind of going back to the initial days when the BlackBerry came out. People often carried a BlackBerry device and a separate phone. It's very much kind of moving that direction right now.
It's funny, seeing this pendulum swing back and forth, and I don't think thought it was going to oscillate that quickly. And I do agree with you that phones are inherently personal. I mean, somebody wants to type something on your computer and access a website, you may stand there and just be around. But, if they ask if they can look at something on your phone, all of a sudden it's hold on, wait a second. So given all this, how can organizations prevent the end around by an employee finding, yet another platform to use for communication?
What you want to do is you companies really have the goal of letting users use those apps that they use every day. That's what they want to do. And they understand the human incentive. As long as people are efficient and they're working with the tools that they're always accustomed to, say iMessage, they're happy. And organizations understand that. And so what they're really looking to do is make sure that they're not changing any user behavior. They want the employee to be incented to stay in channel and use the tools that they're comfortable with. The goal is for them to reach the customer and get business done.
Given this oscillating pendulum, what employees want, what employers want, what do you think is likely to come next in this sphere?
I think that it's kind of a two-step process. We're in step one. This is the way I think about it. In step one, you're interested in making sure you're compliant and everybody in the organization is following a set of rules. You don't want any exposure to your franchise reputation. Once you've gotten that down and you know that you now have enabled the efficiency of texting, then comes step two. Step two is, how do I take that information and now integrate that more tightly into my business processes? I know that everything's being tracked. I know I'm fully compliant. But now what I want to do is I want to lift my head up and I want to integrate this into my day-to-day. And I want to really focus on driving ROI. And as we evolve and see deployments, that's very much where companies are now turning their focuses strategically and giving a lot of valuable feedback as to how they evaluate systems and how they want to use their systems.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what comes next, because clearly we're not at the end of the story or at a place where people feel as if it's under control and they know what to do. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for sharing these insights with us today. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.